Okay, so we're in Ta'anit Perek Dalid. We were in the middle of the third Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel. Yesterday we talked about how the Anshe Ma'amad, the group of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim who represented the Jewish people in Yerushalayim for their Korban, they were called the Ma'amad, they would do some special practices. They would fast during the 4 days, Monday through Thursday, and they also took out the Sefer Torah special in their Minyan, and each day they read portions from the creation of the world. On day one they read, on Sunday they read day one and day two, on Monday they read day two and day three. They read that day's creation plus the following day's creation.
Don't know if they're the papers.
Yeah. That was for you, Zolta. And now, so now at the end of Mishnah Gimel, where we stopped at Parashah Gedolah. So now the question that the Mishnah is going to deal with here is, okay, Sandy Wong getting a Sidur?
Yeah.
We might need help here for a second. If you look at the reading, so if you look at the days, so the question is, how did they break up the number of Aliyot? Okay, because they needed to read two paragraphs. They would read, let's take day one for example. On Sunday, they read day one of creation and day two of creation. So how many, they had to figure out, how do you break that into three aliyot, right? So just take a look for a second at Bereshit here, right? So if you look at what we read, so you'll just pay attention. Look at what we read on Monday and Thursday. Right, so when we read Monday and Thursday, we read day one as the first aliyah, day two as the second aliyah, and day three as the third aliyah. Mm. Okay, now the question is, so what did the Ma'amad do when on day one, on Sunday, they only read day one of creation and day two of creation, but they have to do three aliyot?
Right.
So how did they break it down? And not to mention the fact that each aliyah has to be a minimum of three pesukim. So how does that work? So says the Mishnah, Parasha Gedola, if they had a bigger paragraph, so for example, day three is a bigger paragraph. Day three has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 verses. As opposed to day one has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 verses also. Day two has 1, 2, 3 verses. Okay, so day one has 5 verses, day three has 5 verses, day two only has 3 verses, only has 3 pesukim.
Right.
So what do we do here? So says the Mishnah, Parasha Gedola, if they had a larger paragraph which had more than 3 pesukim, Korin Ota Bishnaim, they would break it between 2 aliyot. They would try to get 2 people to come up to the Torah for that paragraph, to break it into 2 aliyot. V'haketana, if it was a shorter paragraph of only 3 pesukim, be'yachid, they would only have 1 aliyah to be able to do that. Right? So now, they ran into a little bit of a problem, and I think the Gemara discusses this, where if on day 1, they only read day 1 of creation and day 2 of creation, that's only 8 pesukim. So how do you do 8 pesukim in 3 aliyot, right, where each person has to have 3? They obviously had to repeat pesukim.
Right.
They had to repeat pesukim. So that's where I think the Gemara and Ta'anit, I don't know if you remember this, I'm pretty sure this is there, Sandy, but this is where they discussed like repeating a pasuk for Rosh Chodesh, and how,
right,
you break down all different kinds of readings into the proper things. The idea being here that you want to have 3 pesukim in a paragraph, and so the bigger pesukim they tried to break down into multiple aliyot, the smaller chapters they tried to break down into only 1 aliyah. They only had been able to do 1 aliyah. B'shaharit u'b'musaf. And they did this both in shaharit and in musaf. So they actually did, it says over here, hachamayla b'chol shanayim adeshu b'chus yushanayim. Right, so this was whether, what does it mean, b'shaharit u'b'musaf? This is talking about whether it was a day of just shaharit, or if it was a day that also had musaf. Like let's say one of the days of the Ma'amad happened to be Chol HaMoed, or happened to be Rosh Chodesh, in which there was also a tefillat musaf. So they would read the Torah both in shaharit and in musaf. They would read it twice. It's a very interesting case. I mean, we don't usually have that. They would read it both in shaharit and in musaf. But he brings here that other ones, Ma'amados Shibirushalayim, Sheesh Bo Korban Musaf, Lo Ayu Kurim Musaf Ma'asev Yishik, Dan Kama Musaf, Ha'em Bo Minha, Ha'ashtak Bo Musaf Ma'amad Minha, Dalab Didir Dahe. Oh, I apologize. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean that they read the Torah in Musaf and in Minha. I apologize. Days that have Musaf are also days that we read the Torah anyway.
Right.
So the question that he's dealing with, the thing that Mishnah is dealing with here is, so we said that the Ma'amad, right, the Ma'amad takes out the Torah every single day of the week, right? Well, what happens if the Tuesday that they were taking out the Torah to read the Bereshit portion happened to also be Rosh Chodesh? So which did they read? Did they read the Bereshit thing that they were going to say?
Nah.
Or did they read the reading for Rosh Chodesh, which was based on the Korban Musaf? So he says, it doesn't. They read the Bereshit one. Meaning, even they just read the Bereshit and that was it. B'Shaharit or B'Musaf. Whether it was a day of just Shaharit, or it was a day that also had Musaf with another special reading, they just read the reading of the Ma'aseh Bereshit. Okay? When they came in for Mincha, they would also read the Bereshit portion, but not from the Torah. They would just read it by heart, or from a Sidur or something. They wouldn't read it with taking out the Sefer Torah. These are some interesting things that we don't really know from, because we don't experience the Ma'amadot. But they're just interesting to keep in mind. But you could also learn from here an interesting idea, that just like in Mincha they read the Bereshit by heart, if let's say a person is in a situation, let's say he's traveling on a Shabbat and he doesn't have a minyan to read a Sefer Torah, right? You can make the argument from this Mishnah that better than nothing, he should read from a Chumash.
Right.
If you have a Chumash with you, open up the Chumash and read the Parashah with the Chumash. Right? Why say, oh, I don't have a Torah, so I'm not going to do anything. Right? Just like over here, when they came in Mincha, they didn't read directly from the Torah. They read it by heart, and that constituted something. Right? So you can learn from there that when you read, even without a Sefer Torah, you read a Chumash, that constitutes something. That means something. We'll finish up this Mishnah. Erev Shabbat b'mincha lo hayu nichnasim mipenei kevod haShabbat. On the Friday afternoon, Mincha, right before Shabbat, the Ma'amad would not get together to do a special minyan. Of Torah and other things because of Kavod the Shabbat. If they were so occupied with their own rituals of the Ma'amad, then they would sort of not pay attention to the fact that Shabbat is coming, or be together with everybody else for the purposes of Shabbat. So they would not do their own private thing on Friday afternoon. They would pray regular with everybody else. The Ma'amad was suspended on Friday afternoon out of respect for Shabbat. Okay. So I think that this takes care. It was a little bit more about the Ma'amad in the upcoming Mishnayot, as well as some things with the Kohanim. And then really what we're going to spend a little bit more time on is when we get to Mishnah 6, that talks about the fast days that we have. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, we'll be able to spend a little bit more time on that. We have two more Mishnayot dealing with the Ma'amad, and then we'll get into that, and then we're almost done with the Masechet. Any questions for today?
Very good.
Okay, good. All right.